K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Regina.
Regina, you are caller 20. You win tickets.
No.
Yep.
You're going to Ocean Way. It's the beach at Santa Monica, and it's the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and a bunch more.
Oh my God, that's great. Thank you so much, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we're going to talk about the Lucas Museum, which opens up a little bit later on this month. It looks fantastic. Pregnant woman wrestling an air conditioner from a thief is our hero of the day. We have What's Up with Florida. We have animal stories. At 4:20, we have the catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour for What's Your Story, we've got tickets for Ohana Fest. And yesterday, the topic was AI lies.
So I had some people come over at my house. I mean, my lady was out of town. You know, obviously, she doesn't want me to have people over.
Right.
She thought she heard a little cough in the background. She asked me to take a photo of the room. So, you know, I sent a photo that's obviously full of people, you know. So I sent it to AI to kind of remove everybody. So, so I sent her the photo, and she's like, whose f***ing foot is that? So I go back to the photo, and I guess it's like, AI doesn't do everything perfectly. You know?
No,
so
no
like,
it does not.
Like there's like a random floaty foot right there just in the photo.
I like how much you tried to get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, I got caught right away, so yeah, I got in trouble.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You are the coolest guy I have ever met.
Caught on camera at 11, a man bolting out of a local store with an AC unit employees say he didn't pay for.
And the heroic woman who stole it back. Details coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to win tickets for Ocean Way Festival. It's coming up in just over 20 minutes. You get to see Jack White and the Killers and Sublime and a bunch more at Santa Monica. There's a hero of the day today out of Palmdale.
Caught on camera at 11, a man bolting out of a local store with an AC unit employees say he didn't pay for.
All right, this happened at the Ace Hardware store at Rancho Vista Plaza in Palmdale.
And right on his tail, this pregnant store clerk making a bold move to get the pricey item back.
This air conditioning unit's 46 pounds. A guy runs out the door and a pregnant woman chases him, fights over it, and pulls the air conditioning unit back to be the hero Southern California needs.
That employee is 4 months pregnant, and the manager tells me that employees as a whole have been on edge because theft at the store is so high, and you really don't need to go much further than the front door. You can see the signs here for how seriously they're taking it. No ski masks, and then on this side, they're saying no backpacks allowed.
Wait, we can't wear ski masks into stores now?
That pregnant employee understands that spur-of-the-moment decision could have gone in the completely wrong direction, but she says it felt like the right decision in the moment.
Now, here's my favorite thing. Every one of these stories where somebody fights off a thief, all of the knowledge says, don't do that. You're getting paid by the hour. It's not worth it. Guy could have a gun. You never know. Certainly, if you're pregnant, don't do that.
This parking lot scuffle between a 4-month pregnant Ace Hardware employee and a man holding this 46-pound air conditioning unit spilled out onto the street from the Ace Hardware store in Rancho Vista Plaza.
So here's the owner talking about the theft issue.
Anything they can steal, they'll steal. But this is like a weekly thing that they do.
A weekly thing they do would piss me off.
Manager Carlos Morales was not there at the time, but says the employees noticed two people walking into the store, one holding a large bag.
Carrying a large bag into a hardware store.
There's always like two. One that talks to the clerks around and the other one that grabs.
Within moments, you see the man in the blue shirt grab the air conditioning unit off the shelf and briskly walk through the aisle to the front of the store.
He just puts it right up on his shoulder and walks out like there's nothing there.
But not without this employee intently watching him from the registers, springing into action as he rushes out the doors on his heel.
All right, when did they say you shouldn't do this? If you're an hourly employee, it's not worth it. Don't do this. Especially if you're pregnant.
She catches him right outside, wrestling the unit from his grasp as the man tries to put it in his van.
And I asked her why she did it.
I was going to follow up and say, you shouldn't do that. It's too dangerous.
She said she acted on instinct.
Okay, but It's not safe, right?
And while the employee received critique for placing herself at risk, Morales wants to make sure people understand how appreciative he is for her hard work.
Right. I really appreciate it, but seriously, don't do that, right?
People will always prevail when good people do nothing.
Evil will always prevail when good people do nothing. But, I mean, unless you're pregnant. Right, baby?
That was mind-blowing.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Joey.
Hey, Joey, you win.
Hey, thank you.
You got tickets to Ocean Way, which is September 26th at the beach at Santa Monica, and you're going to see Jack White and the Killers and Sublime and a whole bunch more.
Thanks very much.
I am a member of L.A. Taco. I love their website. Talked to Memo a bunch about the ice activity. They also have great food and punk events, and they have a great show tomorrow night, and we have Javier on the line from L.A. Taco. Hey, Javier.
Oh, hey, Kevin. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, good. Of course. Let's talk about the L.A. Taco zine and the party tomorrow night. It sounds like a lot of fun. What do you got going on?
Yeah, so it's our first ever L.A. Taco zine release punk show, and it's 20 years in the making.
20 years in the making. What's the location that people can show up at?
It's going to be at Super Chief Gallery just south of the 10 Freeway in downtown. Technically, it's historic South Central, but it's one of the last standing independent, kind of underground art galleries in a warehouse. It's going to be a crazy fun time.
All right, let's talk about some of the bands that are going to be playing, starting with Ugly, which is a great band name.
Ugly, it's like rock and roll punk, you know? If you like Slash Records, that's the kind of just, you know, just rock and roll, good time, 77 kind of punk rock.
What about Fulanos?
Fulanos is my little, like, silly little Ramones core three-chord punk band, and we only sing in Spanish, so it should be a fun time. If anything, just come and make fun of me.
Hungry Ass Youth.
Hungry Ass Youth. Oh man, they're, you know, you can't have an LA Taco punk show and not invite the one hardcore band that sounds like Agnostic Front, but all their songs are about, you know, being fat and loving to go eat at buffets and falling in love with another fat woman. They're just kind of like satirical, like food loving hardcore.
I love that so much. That sounds fun. And if people want to come, how do they get tickets?
So just pull up at the door. I mean, we have plenty of space. It's a big warehouse. We also have a website. You can also go on our lataco.com or LA Taco on Instagram and buy an advance ticket. But really what everyone should do is just become a member for $6 a month, because that's what helps out the most. We are one of the last standing independent publications in LA. So if you're a member, you get in for free.
Excellent. I'm a member. I could just show up at the door. That's fantastic. What time does it start?
It starts at 7 p.m. sharp. And, you know, we also were lucky to count on and have a contender for LA's number one taco there, who's going to be selling their Hermosillo Sonora style, a prime beef carne asada. It's like a steakhouse taco. It's so utterly delicious.
Nice. That sounds fantastic.
The whole night sounds...
It is a world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. We have the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature coming up in less than an hour here on K-Rock. Very much looking forward to the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art that opens here in Southern California in just a couple of weeks. This is a story from ABC7. They got inside and looked at it, and I don't know why TV newscasters have to put on this voice. And Rob Hayes from Channel 7 might be the worst.
The Lucas Museum of Narrative Art doesn't open to the public until later this month, but Eyewitness News got a sneak peek inside today.
Our own Rob Hayes reports from Exposition Park with a look at that huge new attraction and what visitors can expect when the doors officially open.
Rob Hayes from Channel 7, give us your report.
It may look like something in a galaxy far, far away, but Earth's newest museum is right in your own backyard.
See, because a galaxy far, far away is a Star Wars reference.
With Luke, Leia, R2-D2, and C-3PO, and Darth, this place has got to be the world's biggest Star Wars museum.
Who calls Darth only by his first name?
Only, it's more than that.
Newspaper photographs, advertisement, book covers, comic books, posters, street art, movies, they're all examples of visual storytelling.
And they're all here thanks to one guy, one stubborn guy.
Gotta tell you, George Lucas seems difficult.
This one almost broke my will.
Star Wars creator George Lucas is talking about the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
I kind of feel like we already established that.
The museum has been in the works for more than 17 years. And while the place is packed with droids and starfighters and all things Star Wars, it would be a Wookiee move, assuming its five stories and 300,000 square feet are only about the movie.
See, that's a play on words. It would be a Wookiee move. Because he's trying to say rookie, but he says Wookiee. And then, because we don't get it, he puts in the sound effect.
Assuming its five stories and 300,000 square feet are only about the movie, there are thousands of other pieces of art, from comics to sculptures to Norman Rockwell paintings and so much more.
Norman Rockwell.
Lucas's goal, to show people the evolution of storytelling through pictures.
There's a picture is very powerful.
It's worth a thousand.
And the stories are very powerful.
It's a movie.
And you combine them together and
you get a movie.
Those two elements create a society.
The museum is slated to open to the public September 22nd. $25 will get you in unless you're under 18. Then it's free.
Did you hear that?
And with a price tag upwards of $1 billion, the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art is a galactically large addition to L.A.'s cultural community.
L.A.'s cultural community.
It's 100,000 square feet of gallery space, more than 30 galleries, and outside these doors, acres of brand new public parks and gardens.
But let's face it, when the outside of the place looks like this, and much of the inside looks like this, and the guy who built all this looks like this. Good luck trying to not call this the Star Wars Museum.
Good luck, because this is Darth Vader, and this is Luke, and this is George Lucas.
Do or do not. There is no try.
See?
Yeah, Rob, we see.
In Exposition Park, Rob Hayes, ABC 7, and Eyewitness News.
We have more passes for you for Ocean Way. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets for The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and more right after Lit on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's Roman.
Hey, Roman, you are caller 20. You win.
Woo! Yeah! Thank you, Kevin.
Tickets.
Oh, and Megan.
Hi. Yeah.
You got us both. Tickets to Ocean Way. It's The Killers and Jack White and Sublime, September 26th. Congratulations.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much.
Megan Holliday is here at K-Rock with three things at four next.
A local hockey player got hit in the head with a puck, and now he is impotent. And there is a lawsuit, so I have that story. It's coming up.
What? 420 Catch of the Day is next on K-Rock. Megan Holliday is here now for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, two really smart men in Canada went viral for their stunt of taking a shower in a car wash.
Check out these two guys in Canada going viral for their stunt. The duo climbed into the bed of a pickup truck before going through an industrial car wash to surf the foam, tank the blast, and top it off with a high-velocity blowout. The Oasis car wash's owner released a statement saying, quote, please don't do this.
Please don't do this.
So dangerous.
Stop what you're doing.
It's crazy. Number two, a hockey player in L.A. is suing after a puck went through his helmet and caused a serious brain injury. And now his wife is suing, too, because apparently the puck also took out their sex life.
What?
32-year-old Ivan Zinchenko says he's been dealing with memory loss, vision, and coordination problems since the accident and hasn't been able to return to hockey or his old job. But his wife is also claiming loss of sexual relations and companionship. And their attorney says the couple simply doesn't have the sex life that they had before. And apparently it's a real thing that you can sue for. It's called loss of consortium. So they're now seeking millions in damages from the helmet manufacturer and the store that sold it.
Wow.
I don't know the hockey terminology, but I'm going to call this a double head penetration.
Ooh.
Or lack thereof.
Nope.
And number three.
No longer.
91 years old, Dale Graybeard Sanders has reclaimed his record as the oldest person to complete the 2,200-mile Appalachian Trail. Here's that story.
You know, some people take a hike to clear their heads. Dale Sanders does it to make history, and not once, but twice. The retired Navy vet took his first historic hike along the Appalachian Trail back in 2017, setting a record as the oldest person to ever finish it, all 2,200 miles of it from Springer Mountain, Georgia, all the way up to Mount Katahdin. Katahdin in Maine, but he was just 82 years old at the time, and in 2021, a friend of his reached the peak at 83.
Imagine being 82 and having a record and then have it be beaten.
By your friend,
That's
too.
That's nonsense.
Taking the record for himself, which is where you should know, in addition to not shaving and using the trail name Greybeard, Dale Sanders does not give up. Last September, he hit the trail once again. An injury to his left arm left him sidelined for about a month. But a full through hike counts as long as you complete every section of the trail within a year. And just this week, within days of his deadline, Dale Sanders reclaimed his title at 91.
It's not a sport normally participated in by older people, but maybe they'll start coming out now after I'm setting an example.
I'm so obsessed with him. I love him. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Three sisters from Monterrey, Mexico, The Warning, have a new album out called Everything's Falling, and one of the new songs on it is called Bite My Tongue. It describes as treating service as a verdict where withholding the reaction is the real power move. Bite My Tongue. It's The Warning. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is The Warning and Bite My Tongue on K-Rock. It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
We are going to have your 3-day passes to Ohana Fest. That is coming up during What's Your Story on K-Rock.
Every day just about between 4:30 and 5:30, we do What's Your Story. We take your calls and texts.
And for the best one, we got your 3-day passes to go to the Ohana Fest at Doheny State Beach, September 25th through 27th.
Check out these two guys in Canada going viral for their stunt.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. These two guys went through a car wash?
They sure did.
Duo climbed into the bed of a pickup truck before going through an industrial car wash to surf the foam, tank the blast, and top it off with a high-velocity blowout. The Oasis car wash's owner released a statement saying, quote, please don't do this.
I love it so much.
I do, too. Why? Why do we love it so much? What's wrong with us?
I think that we have a rebellious side to us, maybe.
Right. Here's the topic for today. Is what's your story? Dumb things your friends talks you into doing. Because you know one of those guys is more excited about it than the other one.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, it always
takes
one. Come
on, man, it'll be great. You just hear that guy saying that. Dumb things your friends talked you into doing. I was in high school and we found an M80.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Giant firework. And my friends dared me to go up on the roof and blow off a tile of the roof.
Oh my God.
So I had to climb up the roof with the M80 in my pocket and I stuck it underneath. Boom! And it was so much louder than I thought it was going to be. It scared me to death. So
much
louder.
Wait, and whose roof was it?
It was at the school.
At the school?
At the high school.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so good. Woo. Oh yeah. Well, I remember in high school, it was right after Jackass came out. We like just went to go and see it. So of course, we had to go do the shopping cart stunt. So we went to the Stater Brothers
that
in Upland, and my friends were like, you, Megan, get in, you know, so I got in the shopping cart, and then, of course, hit the curb, and I go flying, scrape the hell out of my leg.
I feel like that's almost best case scenario, is that you get launched out of that thing.
I think so.
Instead of mangled.
Or hit by a car, so, yeah.
All right, dumb things your friends talk you into doing. That is the topic today. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and or texts.
And for the best one, we got your 3-day passes to go to the Ohana Fest. You're going to see Pearl Jam, Bad Religion, Fontaines D.C., and more.
Dumb things your friends talked you into doing. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls about dumb things your friends talked you into.
800-520-1067.
It is What's Your Story on K-Rock, and we're talking about dumb things your friends talked you into.
951 said, my friends once talked me into streaking in the parking lot of our local bowling alley. I stripped from top to bottom, but I was so nervous that I hadn't removed my pants completely before I started running. So I ended up falling on my face naked and busted my lip.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
We are taking your phone calls on What's Your Story. The topic is dumb things your friends talked you into.
For the best call or text at 800-520-1067, we got your 3-day passes to the Ohana Fest.
All right, K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I got a funny story that my friends talked me into doing.
Dumb things your friend talked you into. Let's hear it.
All right, so my friends and I were all going to go to a party, but we didn't have room. We had a truck, so my buddy and I decided to go in the back of the pickup, but we had to take the freeway.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It was literally the scare. I surfed El Nino. I skateboarded my entire life. It was the scared, most scared I've ever been.
I'll bet. How far did you go?
God, we went to Bolsa Chica from Long Beach.
Oh, man.
We're going 70 miles on the freeway. We're bouncing up, and we can see the entire freeway as we bounce.
That is scary.
We realized that, we're terrified.
Were you drunk or sober?
Oh, we were sober. We were going to the party.
Oh, so you're still sober. Oh, God.
You're scared to death when you get there.
The only thing we could figure out to do was we put our backs to each other and put our hands and our legs against the bed of it and just, like, trying to hold ourselves in position because we were so unbelievably terrified.
Wow. You're lucky you survived.
We definitely caught a ride somewhere else. We caught a ride with somebody else home.
Yeah, that's
smart. That was the worst decision I've ever made in my life.
K-Rock, hello.
I was in Parker, Arizona with my buddies on the Colorado River, and we have a boat, and they convinced me that I should wakeboard naked.
What? Wakeboard on a river naked?
Yeah, and I don't know if you've been on Colorado River before or not, but there's a bunch of bars along the bank of the river that are open to the river, and people are just there drinking. It's a party zone. And so I thought, okay, what's the worst that's going to happen? I will go by these guys super fast, drinking at the bar, to see some guy naked wakeboarding. It'd be funny.
Right.
So I get out there and do that. And, we went by the bars, and people in the bars were cheering. But then they pulled up next to a family in another ski boat. And there are, like, three or four, like, 7, 8, 9-year-old girls.
Oh, no.
And so I'm here holding on to the ski rope with one hand and covering with the other hand as best as I can. And these guys, my friends in the boat, they're not just, like, going by. They're yelling and screaming, hey, look at the naked ski boat. I mean, getting everybody's attention. So I was like, oh, my God, I can go to jail.
Oh, my God.
I kind of respect it.
Yeah, I
like your
it.
Friends. K-Rock, hello.
So there's two things. One, my friends, when I was 14, talked me into getting a tattoo with a homemade gun in class.
Oh, God.
In what class?
In my art class. We went into the, like, drawing room, and the teacher was in another area, and he tattooed my ankle.
What was the tattoo of?
It's a little, like, cancer sign, the little 69 sign.
Oh, the zodiac sign. And what's the other thing?
They dared me to shave my head when I was 16, and I did it.
Nice. Look at you.
That's pretty good.
Now you've got a tattoo and no hair.
Woo! Going straight to prison.
We are taking your phone calls on dumb things your friends talked you into.
818 said, my friends dared me to put a Snickers bar in my swimsuit during my gym class when we were all swimming, and I dropped the Snickers bar at the bottom of the pool, to which everybody was disgusted and wondering who dropped a deuce at the bottom of the pool. Our PE teacher made everyone get out and had to call for the water to be drained, and they found out that it was me and ended up charging my parents $1,000 to replace the water and all the chemicals that went in the pool.
Oh, my God.
So good.
We are taking your phone calls on dumb things your friends talked you into.
562 said, back when I was in high school, my friends talked me into getting a few paper cuts with a manila folder in the part of the skin between the penis and the ball sack.
Oh.
This was inspired by the movie Jackass, of course.
Wow.
The worst part was, every time I would get excited, the cuts would tear open.
Oh, my God.
That's so stupid.
Why? Why? Even if it's dumb. We're talking about dumb things your friends talked you into at 800-520-1067.
Okay, so I was dating this girl one time, and she talked me into breaking into her friend's house and getting back her Bluetooth speakers. So I scaled this massive shed, climb through the ceiling, dropped down like 20 feet. I grabbed the speakers and some tools she told me to. But like a few days later, he came by and was so upset talking about he got robbed. So yeah, she talked me into robbing her friend.
My God.
So it wasn't her Bluetooth?
No, I robbed her friend of his speakers.
I love
told me it was hers.
I love it.
Oh my God.
That's good work on her part. K K-Rock, hello.
This is was when I was in high school, and I was skating back then, and my friend tells me he got a brand new car, and he's like, hey, could you hold on to the back of the car, and I'll drive off while you're skating on it. I'm like, oh, man, I don't think so. It's too dangerous. And he's like, no, just do it. It'd be cool, and the girls will kind of check you out with it. Okay, cool. I'll do it. But just go slow, okay? I don't want to get hurt.
Oh, boy.
Like, don't worry, man. I got you. Don't worry. I will never hurt you. He puts his whole foot in the gas.
Oh, my God.
Runs through the street. I hold on to my dear life, but unfortunately, I couldn't hold on to no more. So I let go. I remember trembling down.
So you took a header. Yes.
And just like a big wave just turning me. And that's when I kind of felt like I had a bunch of gravel all over my skin. I feel my skin burning. All my side in my head was just flesh.
Did the girls think you were cool?
I'm going to answer that. No. No, we didn't.
They helped me out.
They didn't help you out. K-Rock, hello.
So I have friends who are super athletic, and they are massive trail runners. And basically, they talked me into doing a Spartan ultra distance, which is 31 plus miles, with 6,400 feet of elevation gain.
What?
Without any training.
Without any training? They were trying to kill you.
It took me 15 hours to do it, but I did it. And I survived it. And the craziest part is, ever since then, I've done another 7 of them.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
Talk you into being dumb. Started that way.
Talk me into being athletic. No, thanks.
All right. Ohana Fest.
Yes.
September 25th to 27th. Guy in the back of the truck?
Yeah, the guy in the back of the truck, his name is James.
James, congratulations.
That's amazing. Thanks, guys.
Riding in the back of the truck, I can imagine you thought your life was flying right in front of your face.
I literally saw it in front. Yeah, I saw my whole life flash before my eyes.
Oh, man.
Well, you're lucky to be alive, and now you are going to the Ohana Music Festival.
Dude, that's amazing. You know, I lost my best friend 2 weeks ago, and Dojini was our surf spot. So
you're going to be returning.
I'm going to be returning my first time without him. So thank you so much, guys.
Sending you lots of love.
Yes.
Have fun.
We don't have to know the alphabet for tomorrow, do we?
God, I hope not. But we will kick off our Labor Day to Z weekend tomorrow at noon on K-Rock.